All right. Well, you know, we obviously got to look at a lot of players tonight. Another step in the process of getting ready for the season in Arizona next week. So, you know, we can now turn the page and have some tough decisions to make here over the weekend. And but we'll just kind of grind through it, do it, try to do what we think is best, and start getting ready for Arizona.
Coach, what did you think of Mingo's play tonight?
We'll have to take a look at it on tape. There's a lot of guys out there.
Coach,
seemed
to play them all over the place. Was that the goal, to get lots of different
experience today? We had a couple of things for him to do. So we'll see how it goes.
Coach, how have you seen Chris Hogan progress in the offense in the preseason?
You know, he's learning. It's different for him, but he's working hard. He's a good kid. He's out there every day working hard, so he's getting better.
It's a different challenge for you, Bill, in these next four games. Do you look at it like that, or do you look at it like business as usual and you'll just do what you got to do?
Yeah, we'll do the same thing we do every week. Do the best we can and put the best competitive team out on the field against the next opponent. I don't know what else we can do.
Is there any special challenge or difficulty that you see in kind of navigating this?
I mean, there's challenges every week. Like every team in the league's got good players, good coaches. Arizona's one of the best teams in the league, obviously, so there'll be a lot of challenges with them.
Bill, a rather unusual situation, keeping Brady out there for the later series, fourth and fifth series, and having the second and third offensive line out there. How would you assess their play? And did you have any hesitation in keeping them out there, protecting Tom Brady at quarterback?
Yeah, well, we again, got a lot of people opportunities to play. I think the guys that played, you know, benefited from that. So,
Coach, I know you have some heavy decisions to make. How difficult is cut down day for you when you have to go in and let these guys?
I mean, it's always hard. You bring 90 players to camp and end up with 53, so that's 37 guys. You know, somewhere, somehow, you've got to, you know, you can't keep. And these guys have worked really hard. They've done everything we've asked them to do. Put a lot of sweat, a lot of effort into it, but you know, we know the National Football League is very competitive, and that's, you know, we all know what we signed up for, and so, but yeah, it's tough, sure. You know, it's tough to tell a guy that he can't be on your team when he's done everything you've asked him to do, but unfortunately, that's the way it is.
How would you evaluate what you saw of Jacoby in the second half?
I'll take a look at it on film. That'll probably make better determination. He's made steady progress for us.
Bill, when you go into a game like this, do you go in knowing that Tom will play the whole first half, or is that a feel thing where you're going to make the decision as you go?
That was pretty much the plan tonight.
When it comes to the roster cuts, is it more difficult to make those decisions when you have two players who might play the same position but are totally different styles?
Could be. Yeah, could be. It's not apples to apples now. It's, you know. But, you know, I think any time you get down to the roster, those final cuts, you're going to have guys that are, look, you have guys on one side of the ball compete with guys on the other side of the ball for depth, special teams, and so forth. So everybody's got skills. Everybody's got things they can do. Just trying to find the best mix and putting the best team together. And that's challenging no matter, you know, whether it's the same position, different position, it still comes back down to the same thing. It's, you know, you can't have depth everywhere. You have to pick where you want it, and then where you don't have it, you got to be ready to get it somewhere else, whether that's on the practice squad or possibly emergency players that aren't on roster, which there'll be, you know, well, there'll be 1,000 of them available this weekend, and then practice squad will gobble up, you know, three or whatever it is, 350 or however many guys it is. Injuries, so you know, there'll be another pool of 700 players or so out there to form the emergency group that all the teams will have to draw from, or that, or the practice squad.
So it's been 8 years since you played a meaningful game without Brady. How strange or different do you think it'll feel for you a week from Sunday?
I don't know.
Coach, how would you evaluate the depth at the wide receiver position?
You know, we got a lot of guys out there competing. We'll see how it all comes out.
DJ Foster obviously didn't play in the first two preseason games. Was kind of in and out of practice. Got a long look tonight. Do you feel like you now have enough on him to make a good decision there at running back?
Yeah. Well, we knew a lot more. We know a lot more now than we knew 2 weeks ago. So that's that was part of it.
How beneficial can it be for Tom to get exposure to a lot of different players? I mean, I guess that's part of the benefit of him playing the entire first half.
I don't know. Just ask him that. That's a good question.
When you're deciding on Brady playing the first half, how do you balance yourself, the idea of, you know, we don't want him to get hurt, obviously, but we need him to get the game action. I'm curious, as a coach, you know, how you balance that thought process.
Well, Mike, I mean, you can't take insurance out on players. I mean, you play football, you play football. I don't know how you get better playing football without playing football. I mean, stand around and talk about it all day. I don't think that really makes you a better player. So at some point, you got to get out there and play. So you tell me.
Is this a game where you get some of your assistant coaches, other than the coordinators, a chance to call any parts of the game?
Oh, yeah, we did a few things differently with the staff. Yeah, he's a smart kid. I mean, he learned well. We saw that on the practice field. We'll look at the tape and see how it all went, but it doesn't appear like learning is going to be an issue with him.
Devin McCourty credited his work ethic and meeting with coaches since day one, spending time in the film room. Would you say that was the reason for his ability to adjust so well tonight?
For Mingo? Yeah, I mean, he spent a lot of time. I mean, he lived in the facility for, you know, the last week. And he didn't go back to Cleveland. You know, he came from Tampa where they were practicing with the Carolina, came back with us. You know, players had an off day, spent the whole day in the facility with, you know, with the coaches going through material to get caught up. And, you know, he's very, showed a lot of commitment to trying to pick up the new information, try to, you know, understand what we were doing, watching the films of games that we've played, to you know, understand the techniques and how we're playing things and all that. I mean, he worked really hard, took a lot of plays in practice to, you know, get somewhat comfortable with what we were doing. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be a work in progress here. It's only been a week, but like I said, he's smart, he learns well, and he works hard. So, you know, check all those boxes.
Another question?
Bill, you've spoken in the past about Garoppolo's physical toughness. In your experience as a team, when a young quarterback has the willingness to absorb punishment and bounce back, how much does that serve as a foundation or springboard for developing the rest of his skills and game?
I don't know. I just think it's something you have to have. I mean, you're going to get hit in this league at that position. I mean, that's all there is to it. So, you know, some guys, it's not like baseball. You know, you just throw the ball and, you know, wind it up and throw it however you want to throw it. I mean, here you got to throw it. You know, guys coming, trying to hit the quarterback on every play. And you got to stand in there and make those throws and take hits. I mean, that's part of the position. So any quarterback's ever played in this league will tell you that. So, I mean, I just think that's an important characteristic to have. If the guy's gun-shy back there and won't stand in there, it's going to be hard to complete a lot of tough passes. All right. Great. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.